Welcome to Coffee with Kraft.
Hey, welcome back to the Coffee with Kraft podcast. I'm your host, Kraft, and today on the podcast, it's just me and you, hanging out, talking, having a grand old time together. I hope you're well. I hope these first 3 days of 2020 have been amazing for you. I hope you are having a good few days. I wasn't supposed to do this episode. I wasn't going to. But then it's Friday, and I'm here, and I have some time to kill this morning. And I was like, you know what? We're going to do it. We're going to have a conversation. We're going to chat. So I've got my number one lawyer mug, which is a real thing. I have a lug that says number one lawyer on it. And we're going to have a conversation together. I bought the mug for like 50 cents at a thrift store here in Cincinnati. And I love it. It's one of my favorite mugs that I've ever found. But mug aside, coffee aside, it's just me and you today having a conversation about this past year. I want to have a conversation about this past year. I want to have a conversation about 2019. I want to have a conversation about 2020. And I want to have a conversation about what the new decade is and could look like. Before all that, I want to let you in on a little part of my life that's been happening since I was 16 years old. And since I was 16 years old, I've spent the first few days of every year reflecting on the previous year. I know that's not like something revolutionary. I know like everyone does it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I coined anything like that at all. But what I am saying is that since I've started this practice, it's been really helpful for me. And when I started, it used to be just in my journal. And then it moved to the blog, which if you haven't checked out the blog, please do. It's storyofcraft.com. It links to my Medium account where you'll find all of my writings. Once again, that's thestoryofcraft.com. Be sure to check it out. Would love it if you did, if you haven't already. But I used to do like my reflecting either in a journal or on a blog. And this year I wanted to start a new tradition where I do my reflecting on the past year on the podcast. And I wanted to have a conversation with you about the past year and what the next year could look like. And I remember when I started this tradition, I was 16 years old. Started this tradition for myself. I was 16 years old, and I worked at Red Lobster, home of the Oakwood Fire Grill. We used to have to say that when we'd answer the phone. We had to be like, thank you for calling Red Lobster, home of the Oakwood Fire Grill. This is Eric. How can I help you today? I used to have to say it just like that. and I remember saying it on the phone, and I remember working at Red Lobster, and I remember I had worked a long shift on New Year's Eve. I went in like noon on New Year's Eve and didn't get home until like 10, 11 o'clock, and I was a busser all day at Red Lobster that day. I remember I worked tables. I made like $100 that day, which was dope. A lot of fun. I remember the first few hours of the day being kind of boring, and I remember the evening just being slammed. I remember getting off being so excited that I was off. I had a steak that I got for free that day because I worked a lot. My manager wanted to gift me with a free meal, which was very kind of them. And I remember going home with my steak, eating my steak and my lobster mac. If you have never had lobster mac and cheese, it is the best. And Red Lobster has some of the best lobster mac out there. And I remember I was eating my lobster mac and I was eating my steak and watching probably Netflix or something of the sort on TV. And then I remember after I ate my food, I showered and I laid in my bed. And it's like probably almost midnight. And I remember it was quiet in my house because my mom went to bed because she doesn't usually stay up for New Year's. And I remember my brother wasn't home, and so I had the room to myself because in high school I shared a room with my younger brother. And I remember I didn't know where like my siblings were, but the house was quiet on this New Year's Eve. The house was quiet. It felt like everybody, you know, was out doing something. But I had worked all day, and I didn't want to go out that night with friends. And so I remember just being home, hanging out in my room. And the New Year came, and it was, you know, suddenly it was 2012. Yeah, it was going from 2011 to 2012. And I remember 2012 was going to be a big year because I would start my senior year that fall. I would be getting ready for college in 2013. I knew 2012 was the start of a season of transition in my life. And I remember laying in bed Not being scared of the transition, but wondering, what did I want my life to say? What did I want my life to look like? And what has my life looked like these past few years? And am I happy with where I've been and who I am? You know, there's stuff I can't control. I'm 16. But what can I do to control things and change things to be who I want to be? And that was the moment it started for me, was in that moment in my room, laying on my twin size mattress, just thinking through all that. And then I'm just sitting there. I have my iPod Touch out because, you know, you used to have a smartphone and an iPod Touch for people who couldn't afford iPhones. And I was one of those people. No shame. Totally rocked a subpar Android smartphone for the first few years of my smartphone existence. But I remember just kind of hanging out in my room, listening to music on my iPod, and this song came on. A song came on by a band called All Time Low. Maybe you've heard of them. They're a pop punk band of genius. I love them. Some of their newer stuff is garbage, but I'm an angsty person sometimes. Like, I grew up with pop punk music. Like, Linkin Park was my first favorite band ever. And one of their most famous songs is In the End, where there's a line, "In the end, nothing ever matters." that just lets you in on my musical taste. Like, man, Eric is dark and depressing. Not really, but this band All Time Low had this song. It was called Weightless. And in the song Weightless, if you've never heard of it, there's this line. It says, "Maybe it's not my weekend, but it's going to be my year." And I heard that line for the first time that day. And it hit me. Like, you ever hear something and it just like punches you in the heart and you feel it in the depths of your soul? That's like what that song did to me that moment. Like, I had like this like crazy moment of like, yeah, maybe it's not my weekend, but it's gonna be my year. 2012, 2013, I've got this. I remember feeling so excited about what was to come. And I remember feeling so like ready for what was next. Because life up to that point hadn't been easy. And maybe right now that's where you're at. Maybe 2019 wasn't a good year for you. And I can make that assertion that it probably wasn't a good year for a lot of people because I have Twitter. And if anyone has Twitter, you just get on there and you see that World War III was trending today. And so that's crazy. But you get on there and you see that people just like are like, life's hard. You just see it. I'm also a minister. And so I see it daily from students I work with or other people I work with. Life is difficult. I see it in my own life. I see it in life of my family. I see it in life of my friends, man. I had friends who quit ministry this past year and who aren't thinking of going back. Like, that was hard. Like, to hear that from some friends this year. It wasn't like one friend. It was like a couple of friends. Happened like right at the beginning of the year. I had a couple of friends just drop out and be like, "Listen, I think I'm done with this." And I was like, "Oh, wow." Like, that's huge, because I thought we'd be doing this thing together forever. And then to hear you dropping out, like, that's just insane. And I didn't have judgment for them on it, because ministry is a hard job and burnout is real and churches are difficult to work in. It's just a fact of life. And so I remember, like, not feeling judgment for them, but feeling sadness of like, man, like, sorry, my friends who had this dream of doing this thing forever suddenly don't want to do it anymore. I remember I had some other friends who went through some crazy relationship losses, whether it was a breakup or a loved one dying or even some other financial losses, like friends who lost jobs or friends who got hit with stuff they weren't expecting. I remember just this weight all around 2019 with people I care about. Felt like it was hard. It was a hard year. And like, I'm trying not to cry right now, because I'm not a crier. It's not who I am. But two, when I think about this stuff, and I've done a couple takes of this podcast, so maybe that's why, like, it keeps hitting me right now. I'm a little sleep deprived and I've done a couple takes of this podcast, that like, man, it's life's difficult. I just want to sit in that for a second, 'cause it is. life wasn't easy for me this year. Like, if I'm being honest with you, like, I remember feeling from June to December this, like, frustration with where my life was. Like, I got hit with some stuff financially that sucked. I'm not going to get super into. Really, it was a tax bill that came that really kind of set me back on the latter half of 2019. That just sucked. So, just not going to get into that whole story, but, like, it just wasn't fun. I remember there was a... just some family stuff that was going on that was not fun. There's, you know, I have a job and jobs are great. I love my job, but jobs aren't easy. And so there was some work stuff that wasn't entirely fun either. And there was just a lot of stuff that was like all kind of compounded on each other between personal work and financial. And then I just like, I had this moment in September where I was really angry with God. And I was having this conversation with him. I was like, God, you claim to be a God who wants to provide for me, but I don't know if I see it right now. And I remember I laid that at his feet. And then the next month, October, November, and even December, like I've seen God provide for me and push me deeper and closer to him in ways that I've never experienced before or ways that I wasn't expecting. And a lot of them in small ways, but a lot of them are ways that are reminders of like, God's not done with me despite the fact that life's hard. And so that's been really, really good for me. But 2019 was not the worst year of my life. Like, not by all. 2010, my dad died. That was a rough year. 2014, I was depressed the entirety of that year. Like, I remember in college 2014, like, I hid in my room and pushed everybody away. Family, friends, everyone. I, like, went into this crazy deep depression and didn't care about anything. It was super easy to like pass school at my alma mater during that time, and so it was super easy for me to like just not care and not do anything. And so I didn't. And 2014 was a hard year. 2010 was a hard year. Those were probably they probably compete with each other for worst year of the past decade. But 2019 was not that for me. 2019 was a year for me personally where like things got serious in my life. Like, I think I hit this turn in my life where I'm starting to take some stuff a little more seriously than I ever have before, especially with writing and podcasting and all that stuff. I really kind of hit a nice stride in 2018 of like starting to figure this stuff out in August 2018. But 2019, like a year into this stuff, like I hit a stride of like, all right, it's time to take this stuff seriously. And God's been super faithful in that. Like, I started making actual money from my blog. Writing's not just a hobby, as some people would call it, but it's something that can give me a little boost in my bank account. My podcast has had over 1,000 streams in 23, 24 episodes. That's insane. For a dude who has no following and who is on an inconsistent release schedule on this thing and has been on an inconsistent release schedule, to have that moment where it's like that clarity of like, oh, like you hit this stride, Craft. Like, that's awesome. I've loved it. 2019, I got my first paid speaking gig, which was amazing and a lot of fun. I've already got one booked for 2020 that I'm super stoked about. Like, I hit this in that. I got it booked for 2020 in... I got it booked for 2020 in 2019. Like, because I hit the stride in 2019. And so, like, as much as I want to say 2019 sucked for a lot of people, 2019 wasn't my worst year. Like, there were moments of it that for sure were the worst and hit me and beat me up. Not gonna lie. But 2019 wasn't my worst year. Honestly, I would say it's probably one of my most productive years that I've ever had, which I've loved tremendously. And my goal is to make 2020 even more productive and even more useful and even more purposeful. And so I'm excited to continue to dive into that story. But with all that being said, and me like kind of just like processing all my junk with you today, because that's kind of what this episode is. It's just me processing my junk and maybe helping you process your junk, because we all have junk and we need to process it together. Maybe right now you feel like it's not your weekend. Maybe right now, that song from All Time Low, that song Weightless, resonates with you. And maybe it's not been your weekend. Maybe 2019 wasn't even your year. Maybe it's not been good. And that's okay. Because as the song goes, it can still be your year. 2020 can still be a great year in your life. I believe it. I really, really do. But I think it's going to take a lot of hard work and a lot of dedication on your part. If you want something good in life, I've learned this so much more even in the past year. You have to chase after it with intensity. Like this aggression that says, I'm going to go after what I want and I'm not going to be happy until I am pursuing the things I want in life. And like, I say that for you and me both right now. That I believe 2020 can be our best year yet. I do, friends. I believe we can accomplish great things this year. I believe 2020, God can do amazing things in your life. But I believe if you want what's on the other side of this year, if you want to go into 2021 feeling fulfilled and happy and that you pursued goals and you met accomplishments, then you have to be willing to chase them with intensity and aggression, and you have to persevere. I don't think we talk about that enough in our culture anymore. I think we're really good about talking about the bad stuff, and that's why I wanted to devote the first kind of half of this episode to like sitting in the bad stuff for a minute. But I'm really shifting gears right now because I want us to have this understanding together that perseverance is needed. Let me say that again. Perseverance is needed for you and I both. If you and I want to accomplish our goals, then I believe there's three things we have to do very adamantly. The first thing is make sure we're setting the right goal, right? I love this book by John Acuff. It's a book called Finished. It's one of my favorite books out there because it talks about tangibly finishing your goals, and it's helped me accomplish so much more since I've read that book and since I've taken some steps that he's practically given out than I've ever accomplished in my life. Like, I feel like I'm on a goal checklist, like momentum since reading this book. So please go buy that book. It's a really great book. But in it, he talks about making sure you're setting the right goal, and that sometimes our goals are too large, right? Like, it's really easy to say, I have this goal that I want to hit. I want to make $10,000 in side income. But dude, you've not even made $100 in side income. So why not cut that goal in half? Maybe say I want to make $5,000, or maybe not like make it even smaller and say I want to make $1,000. Because here's what happens when we make our goal smaller. It allows us to pick up momentum. And once we hit that momentum and we feel like we're actually pursuing things, it allows us to achieve our goals quicker, sooner, and faster, and allows us to continue chasing after our goals with the intensity that we want to keep chasing after them with. And so for me, right, like I have this goal this next year, I'm going to be very vocal about it here in the next few weeks, that I want to make on my side income $2,000. I think it's really doable for me this year. I've already got some committed income that's helping me reach a very tangible percentage of that goal already, and stuff that's committed for work I have coming up in the summer and in the, just really the summer right now. But super excited about all of that and the possibility of that. But I could have set my goal higher, you know, but I didn't want to because I never strived to make this kind of money on the side before, outside of a traditional 9-to-5. And so I wanted to make sure, instead of setting a goal like $10,000 or $5,000, I want to start small to hit momentum, to keep chasing after the eventual $10,000 goal. I would love to make $10,000 in side income one year. I would love for that to happen in 2020. $10,000 extra dollars would change my life, you know? But I want to be smart and I want to be aggressive. And to be aggressive, I have to build momentum. And to build momentum, I have to start small. And so maybe with whatever you want in 2020, you need to start small right now. Maybe instead of running a 5K, you're going to run a K, you're going to run a mile, you're going to run on the treadmill for just 20 minutes because you haven't ran in forever. So start small. Start small. The next thing I really, really, really want you to focus on outside of that is being loud and vocal about your goals. Like I said, I'm going to get loud and vocal about my goals for 2020 here in the next few weeks, in the next few days, really. And as I get louder and louder and louder about my goals, what I'm doing is not saying, look at me, but what I'm doing is say, hey, help me be accountable. If you see me slipping, if you see me falling, I want you to be like people to spur me on and keep me going, because here's what I find. And here's what I know is that when we do stuff in the context of community, it's so much easier. It's so much easier. Life is better when we live it together. So, if life is better when we live it together, our goals can be more easily accomplished when we do them together. So tell the story around what your goal is, why you're achieving your goal, and ask for help. There is nothing wrong with asking for help. And tell the whole story. Don't sit here and tell the story that's like, hey, everything's great. I'm making $2,000 this year. I'm going to do it. It's going to be awesome. Talk about the bad months, right? Like, I want to talk about the months that, like, I made a dollar writing. A dollar. Yeah. My first month blogging and figuring out that how I could get paid for it on Medium, I made a dollar. One whole dollar. That doesn't even cover the Medium membership fee. It's $5 for a month for the Medium membership fee. Doesn't cover that at all. Doesn't do anything with that. So that sucks. I remember like feeling so discouraged. Like I was like, I made a dollar. And I remember making $50. First time I made $50 on Medium. I'm going, wow, that's a substantial amount of money. That's awesome. And so I remember making $50. I remember telling that story on Twitter, and I remember having conversation with friends like, I made $50 in my writing. And I was like, that's awesome. And then I remember I was like doing such a disjustice to people because I wasn't telling the whole story. And so I started being more vocal on Twitter and being like, hey, ask me about the time I made 50 cents or a dollar with my writing. Ask me about the time where I didn't grow my blog for a month. Ask me about the time where I didn't write because I had a lot going on. Ask me about all of those days, all of those times, and see what you find. And what you learn is that the story is not the straight path of easiness, right? Like it didn't just happen overnight, but it's something that took time, effort, energy, and work. I remember the first month I made $50, I was grinding out blog posts Monday through Friday. That entire month, I grind out blog posts Monday through Friday. I post every day. I'm talking 1,000-word posts almost every day. Some of them were even longer. That was effort and time. 1,000-word posts don't come easily, especially if they're good. Like a good 1,000-word post takes a couple hours between conceptualizing the idea, writing the idea out, editing the idea, and then publishing the idea. Like all that stuff takes time, effort, and energy. It takes a couple hours of time, effort, and energy. And I remember I was devoting that daily to this blog and I was feeling not worn out, but I remember like, man, it was hard work. And you got to talk about that. You got to talk about the hard work it takes to accomplish your goal. So tell the story. Don't just be loud and vocal about it, but be loud and vocal in a way that is telling the story of your goal and telling the story of your year. So let's recap two things that I've done so far. If you want 2020 to be your best year, start with the right goal, the right resolution in mind and then tell your story, because we're so good at telling the bad parts or the good parts of our stories, but we're so bad at talking about the middle. Talk about the middle, because Wednesday happens, okay? Hump day is real. Talk about hump day. It's okay. It's okay to talk about the mundane. It's okay to tell the entirety of your story, because it deserves to be told. It deserves to be told. Your story matters and it deserves to be shared. Then, if you're doing those two things, the last thing you need to do is have perseverance. I said it kind of already, but I'm saying it again. You need to set the right goal, tell the story around that goal, and persevere. Here's the thing that's going to happen this year, is that 5 days from now, so many people are going to give up on their goals. So many people just signed a Planet Fitness membership because it was 25 cents down, who are going to forget that they're paying 20 bucks a month on a Planet Fitness membership. It's going to happen. So many people are doing that right now. So many people are like stocking their fridge with fruits and vegetables, but 5 days from now, they're not gonna eat those fruits and vegetables. They're gonna go to Wendy's. Not knocking Wendy's, their spicy nuggets are amazing, but it's the reality. Some people are going to want to get out of credit card debt, but instead of getting out of credit card debt, they're gonna go and they're gonna buy something expensive that they really don't need and can't afford right now. That's the reality. That's the reality you and I live in, because life happens. Life happens. Life doesn't plan. Your goal doesn't care about a busy workday. Your busy workday doesn't care about your goal. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. You're gonna wake up one day and you're gonna be all set to reach this health goal, right? And you're gonna forget that you didn't meal prep the night before because you were tired from work, and you're gonna go to work that day and you're gonna make bad choices, and you're gonna have a candy bar when you shouldn't have a candy bar. You're gonna eat fast food when you probably shouldn't eat fast food. You're gonna go have drinks at happy hour when you probably shouldn't go have drinks at happy hour because you're trying to reach your health goal. And all that stuff is gonna compound on itself. And you're gonna have this moment where it feels like you're down and you're out. January 10th is coming, and you're going to have this moment where you feel like you're down and you're out, because that's what happens in the first 10 days of goals, is you get to this moment where it's the down and out moment, the down and out moment. And when you're at the down and out moment, you have two options every time. Will you get back up, or will you stay down? What most people do is they stay down. And I think most people stay down because we as a culture have forgotten to talk about the importance of perseverance. You want 2020 to be the best year of your life yet, which I want for you and I want for me. Then we have to persevere, my friends. We have to march onward and forward. We have to keep going if we want it. So maybe it's not been your weekend, but I believe it can be your year. I do. And I hope nothing but the best for you this new year. Thank you for listening to the Coffee with Kraft podcast. I'm your host, Kraft, and I'll see you next time.